Hey there, are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Join Adel Kozilski and Faggy Stern as they explore ways to reverse chronic illness and achieve vibrant health. Your health is your only wealth, and together we can be better. Hashtag Healthy You, Wealthy You.
Indeed, this is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show. You're listening to 101.9 High FM, and we're in for a super duper show, which we hope will expand your knowledge and encourage you on the path to health. Good morning, Faggy.
Good morning, Adel. I actually thought today was Wednesday. I'm so used to being on radio on a Wednesday morning. It gives us another day.
I know. Actually, I had a meeting before this and I said, God, today's already Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. And I've actually just realized I made a fool of myself that it is only Tuesday. Nevertheless, every day is a healthy day. And we always like to bring you some ideas that can expand your knowledge and make you look at your health in a different way. And we have a very, very interesting guest today whom I'm going to allow to introduce himself, but he's none other than Rabbi Dr. David Nossel. So you're getting really a person who's coming from many, from different trainings and thought patterns. And we are going to be discussing a lot about the roles of pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, and foods, and how that makes us feel better. And we would love you to join the show. So if you have any questions, then just write down our SMS number 34519 or our WhatsApp number 061-895-1019. And if we did get the chance, and we really do try to accommodate all of you, we will ask the good Rabbi Doctor the question. So with no further ado, welcome to the show. Can I call you David? Because say Rabbi Dr. David Nossel.
definitely. I go by David. And thanks so much for inviting me to be part of your show.
Great. One of the things, David, that we know with people that are in the functional medicine space, or people that are looking at medicine on a much wider spectrum, is that it's been a journey. People learn generally from life experience. And, you know, you're led in certain ways. So before we start, maybe give the listeners a little bit of an insight of why you are who you are today.
Wow, that's a wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much. I hope you've got a few hours or a few days for that. But I'm not here to bore you. I'll just give you the salient features as I see them. But I really have been blessed, no question about that. I've gone on an amazingly fascinating journey. Just to give you a little bit of a short summary, I came from a non-religious, non-medical background. And now some, you know, I'm called Rabbi Dr. David Nossel. So that's been a little bit of a, you know, an interesting start and interesting how I got to where I am. I did well in matric. I was at King David Victory Park of blessed memory. And I got a good matric. And so my parents encouraged me to apply for medical school. I had no knowledge of medicine. I think I'd seen a GP, maybe, if any of the listeners would remember, Dr. Altshuler, a lovely lady. I remember in her bag coming to do house visits in her chori, and she would come and she would do what she did. I had no real experience of medicine other than that, but my parents, they felt that probably is a good profession. And so I applied, and lo and behold, I got in. And I enrolled and I started, and it wasn't really something that grabbed me. It wasn't love at first sight. And in fact, I took an opportunity to take a year out to do a BSc in the middle and to do some courses on main campus. And I did social anthropology, and I did English and economics, and all sorts of interesting things that I thought would give me a bit of more of a broader education. And then I came back, and then I became religious, some might say fanatically so, And I wasn't sure if I was going to finish my medical studies. My rabbi at the time said, come on, finish up, and then you'll have it, and then you can move on. So I did that, and I did my internship at the then Boksburg Benoni Hospital. At that time, it was 1 year. And as soon as I finished, I got all the necessary registration and qualification. And I remember going for a week with my parents to Umhlanga. That was my end of my studies. It was also my retirement. I hung up my
Medicine.
surgical gloves and off I went to study in Jerusalem in Yeshiva. And I was there for a mere 20 years.
Okay,
In
so now we fast forward
that,
20 years, we're going to see it coming full circle.
who would have ever believed? So I proverbially threw my degree in the garbage. I had a degree, I had a registration with the then South African Medical and Dental Council. I was just about to go get up and running, and I said, thanks, but no thanks. I don't need this. I'm going to become a Talmudist.
I'm sure your
And
parents love that.
oh, though, no, you have no idea.
Okay,
Oh dear.
so what happened after the 20 years of you being a Talmudist? What brought you back into the fold?
That's a good question. So, in the interim, before I answer that question, I found a South African diamond, my wife Leanne, and we got married. She had a similar path to me, although she didn't go via medicine. She went via Canada, and we met and arranged marriage, which was fortunately very success has been very, very successful, and we have 8 children.
Yeah.
And then after 20 years, things, they're not so easy. They're not so easy. Although we were very, very happy there. But it was hard to find my place. I was doing a little bit of shiurim here and there. Of course, I was not doing zero medicine and nothing whatsoever. We had a large family, and we weren't sure exactly where we were going to go. And it looked like we needed to make some kind of decision where we were going to head to. So we were advised to come back to South Africa, and our families are here. And so we came back without really knowing what I was going to do. And I did a bit of rabbinic teaching and a bit of rabbinic communal work until I was one of the co-rabbis at Waverley Shul. And we can fast forward to an interesting Shabbos day when I was officiating for a family who were celebrating Bar Mitzvah. They were actually from the downstairs shul, but for whatever reason, they were using, I was the rabbi at the upstairs shul. And I was walking home with the mother, and she said, I believe you're a doctor. I said, yes, I am. She says, oh, wow, we'd love you to join the team and work as a doctor with us. I said, well, I hadn't paid my fees for that time for now close to 30 years. I had been struck off the roll because of that. I haven't got the license to practice anymore. And by the way, I had, when I came into, so came back to South Africa, I thought, well, maybe, let's see if I can resurrect my medical qualification. And I was told that it's going to be nigh impossible. And I remember that I had sent an email when I had arrived just to, test the waters. And I said, dear, it's now called the Health Professional Council of South Africa. Dear Health Professional Council of South Africa, my name is, I didn't say rabbi, I said, my name is Dr. David Nossel. What do I need to do in order to get my license back? I got a reply, and the reply said, dear Dr. Nossel, your application has been refused.
Okay, so let's see what happens with Dr. Nossel, and we're going to get into what he really is doing today. We are chatting to him. If you'd like to join the conversation, 34519 is the SMS line. 0618951019 is our WhatsApp number.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kozulski and Feige Stern.
We're speaking to Rabbi Dr. David Nossel, and you've just applied for your HPCSA. What brought you to where you are today?
Right. So I'll fast forward. If you want to hear the full story, you'll have to get the movie. But what happened was that after eventually what they have to do in all the council committee meetings and whatever, they eventually said, okay, write the foreign doctor's board exam, do a year of supervised practice, and then you get your license back. So I did those. I passed. I was supervised. I called that lady back and I said, you know, the doctor that you needed and you wanted? She said, yes. Well, here I am. And she said, right. So I needed you to work with kids on the spectrum. Because there's no doctor that I can bring into the team who has the knowledge of how to treat children or adults, for that matter, who are who have autism spectrum disorder. So I said, fine, no, wonderful. I needed some place, some niche. I was an old doctor, a young doctor with an old body. She was, yeah, you see how old I'm getting. So I needed to something, and she was, her name's Ilana. She said, right, you need to be trained. And she put me in touch with a doctor of osteopathy in the United States, a very special man. People, if want to look him up, can do so. His name's Dr. Kurt Wooler. And he trained me. And he trained me in a whole field of medicine that I was completely unaware of. And it was mind-changing, mind-boggling. Because if I think back at the medical school that I wasn't in love with, which was very, very good at what it did, Vitz Medical School, it might still be so, but was certainly in my time, in the 1980s, one of the best in the world. And I got an outstanding medical training. But I didn't know that I didn't learn everything. I didn't get taught medicine in its breadth and in its possibilities. I was taught a very, very narrow focus of medicine. And perhaps that, when I think back at it, that was what perhaps didn't attract me so much. What I wanted was how to really treat people's wellness, how to really invigorate and heal and nurture the human body. And that's what I learned coming back to medicine.
Okay, so what do you do
today?
What
would you find that was different with what this doctor taught you compared to what you learned in medical school? What was the main theme that made you so passionate and excited?
So I would say in some area, just to the essence would be there's two aspects that I learned when I was a medical student that changed dramatically. The first one was that the medical school curriculum is divided into two parts. The first part is the preclinical years. The second part's the clinical years. And of course, young doctors can't wait to get to the clinical years because that's when you put on the white coat and you're now, you know, treating human beings and you're proper in the, you know, on the in action. And the preclinical years are like seen as just got to get through them. But the preclinical years teach about how the body really works. And so in the preclinical years, we learn about the cell, what happens inside the cell. And I find that certainly my experience was that is then kind of removed. And then we go on to what's called, I call it the ologies. And the ologies are the organ systems, the neurology, the gastroenterology, the dermatology, all the body symptoms which we are specialized into. And even a general practitioner, I'm a general practitioner, even a general practitioner is a person who knows, enough about each of the ologies to be considered a generalist. But it's still, medicine is still divided into the ologies. Well, my eyes were opened to the fact that it's possible to see beyond the ologies and to look at the cell. And I consider myself a cell doctor.
Right.
And
Okay.
what
So let's
in
hear. So if you are a cell doctor, what insights have you gleaned, and how is that helping you in the field of the people that are sitting on the spectrum? Well, you're calling it
No.
like the autism spectrum.
Thank you for that question, because that brings me to the second point of my medical studies, which needed to be adjusted. And that
Right.
is that once we hit fourth year, which is the first year of the clinical years, I remember being introduced to a subject called pharmacology. Pharmacology. And like pharmacology becomes like your main tool in your toolbox of how to now go ahead and heal and treat those who are ill. Of course, surgery has a different technique and a different approach, and we come out of medical school with 2 degrees actually. We do MBBCH, we have surgery, and we have medicine, but the medical component is pharmacological. Now, what does that mean? Pharmacological means, pharmacy means, pharmaceuticals mean that they are non-natural products. I never knew that. I mean, so obvious. It's so, it's as we say, vansafsprekend. I think something to Yiddish is close to that. But it's so obvious that we are taught to treat using pharmacological medication. So much so that the word medication is kind of understood to be pharmacological. Isn't that amazing?
Well, I think
Imagine.
you're stating an obvious, just people haven't really thought about it that way.
I know, and I've got, I can say on air that I've got colleagues who, because I myself fell into that trap. It's medicine means pharmacological medicine. Well, I was introduced to, Boketov. No, it doesn't. There's such a thing as other kinds of medicine as well. And I discovered a name called nutraceutics.
Okay,
Nutraceutics.
so
And I don't know
let's
how
have a
many.
give a definition of nutraceutical medication.
Okay, so first of all, we
Well, should
have to
I put
celebrate there's
medication
something that's.
together? Should I put nutraceutical with the word medication?
Yes, please
Okay,
do.
all
Please.
right.
I'll be your best.
Well, you
Please.
can have homeopathic medication. You can have Chinese medicine
Exactly.
medication, but it's just
Exactly.
different types of treatments.
We'll
All
talk
right,
about
so
that.
let's understand, what is the world of nutraceuticals?
The world of nutraceuticals is natural medication. Natural medication. In order for something to give medicinal value, doesn't have to be pharmacological. It can be. I always tell my patients, I am pharmacologically trained. I do have a license. I can prescribe, and I do prescribe. But that's not all I do. I also treat with wellness products. You cannot call a pharmaceutical medicine nutritional, a nutrient. It's not. It has medicinal value, and I use it, there's no question about it, but it's got a certain approach. And that approach, if I can summarize it, and perhaps people might feel differently, I'm sure you'll get feedback, and that's cool. But the essence of a pharmacological, of a pharmaceutical medicine is that it overrides cell function.
Whereas nutraceuticals, whereas nutraceuticals, they
Thank you. Whereas nutraceuticals support cell function.
right.
Does it mean that the nutraceuticals actually can go into the cell?
Of course.
Whereas like a medication can kind of like hide the
Mask it.
symptom.
No, so it's not that simple that one goes in the cell and one doesn't go in the cell. They both go in the cell. That's not the distinction. The distinction is one is plastic, and the other one is natural.
Do you work with genetics?
Sorry?
Do you deal with genetics as well when you deal with a patient?
Yes, to an extent.
I mean, because how many, I don't know what the percentage exactly is of people that have the MTHFR gene, but there are a lot of people that actually can't handle a lot of these medications because of the fact that they're not natural. Their bodies just don't manage it. So I'm assuming that the nutraceuticals are easier on the body and kind of in essence can do a bit of a better job.
Most definitely. Part of the nutraceutics is to help the MTHFR gene in its weakness. So most
We were talking
definitely.
before the show, Adel, how, when we got into all of this health stuff and I got all passionate about it, I literally would sit there watching YouTube videos and get onto all of these summits till all hours of the morning. The one day I was sitting in my car watching a YouTube clip on Dr. Bill Walsh, and he is the most amazing doctor in America. I think he has like the largest study in the world of, I think he's done like a study on 8,000, 10,000, maybe more people. He would go to prison cells and deal with the people in the prison and use them as, his, he would try and understand what nutraceuticals and what nutrients did to someone's brain. And he would give them literally like supplements, vitamin B supplements, vitamin C supplements, D, whatever they needed. And their brains completely changed. Some of them became normal, they went into society, and also a lot of them actually came from normal families. They didn't come from, crazy environments. They were normal people, came from normal families, but because their brains were not switched on correctly because of the nutrients, he went and changed them completely. And the people that went back off those nutrients went back into prison because their brains kind of went more haywire. And I think that's this whole world of nutraceuticals.
Amazing.
So my question then to you, David, is what type of person would want to see you? Like, what profile patient would come to you?
Well, anyone's
I know you
actually
deal
welcome to
a
come
lot with children. I mean, if I've got the
to
flu, I can come to you, right? Like, we're
No.
talking. No,
No.
sorry.
No.
Okay, I'll
Anyone can
keep it
come to
to.
me unless you need a quick, short GP consult. So actually, I've trained my office to say, no, do not come to Dr. Nasser. You don't need him because that was the gift that I was given. I was out of medicine for 35 years. Not that I would go back in to be what I would have been had I stayed in there. There are some outstanding general practitioners in the community. You don't need me for that.
So what do
In
we
fact,
need you for?
you need me for wellness. I will
Okay.
promote wellness. I will go through your medications that you've been on, perhaps for a while, and I'm going to re-look at all of them. And with the permission of the patient, and if they need to seek the permission of their doctor who put them on that, so that's first prize. But with permission, I will guide them of how to see if they can improve their innate cell wellness, which will obviate or it will transfer them beyond the need for those artificial pharmaceutical medications.
I'm going to ask you a loaded question though, and I'm certainly on your side of the fence, and I'm thank God not on any pharmacological medication. I do only use nutraceuticals, but the world of nutraceuticals, at times can be very challenging. And I know that people listening in are going to say, well, why would you trust yourself to take such things that they're not SAHPRA approved, and you don't know what you're putting in them, and you could probably be damaging other stuff. So let's talk about that. Like, what would you say to somebody going, like, I'm happy to change, doctor, but how do you know that the vitamin C or the curcumin or the whatever it is that you're going to give me in a nutraceutical form, like, is it just a knowledge of product? Or is there more to this discussion?
Bit of both, I would say. Mainly the first one, meaning that essentially nutraceutics are safe. Essentially, nutraceutics, the definition of a nutraceutic is a medication which is derived from natural sources. And so, what's interesting when I when I prescribe, when I advise patients to take the various nutraceutics, they often, mostly ask me all the questions that they know to ask for pharmaceutics. They say, "What time must I take it? Do I do one at a time with food or without food? You know, what are the side effects that I'm going to expect?" What I say to them, "Whatever you like. Whatever you like." Obviously not across the board, but you know, omega-3 fish oil you can take whenever you like. You know, it's with food, without it is food. I say to them, "When would you take, you know, when would you eat your pickled herring?" Well, more or less the same time. Take it as when you would have your tuna sandwich. So it's natural. These things are natural. They don't have those harmful, potentially harmful parameters of a pharmaceutical. That it's got this interaction and it's got this contraindication and it's got this absorption and it's got this kind of like, when should you take vitamin D? Will you remember it in the morning or will you remember it in the evening? Take it then. Take it when you remember it. These are this there might be subtle differences in, you know, absorption and that kind of, it's not enough to determine whether it'll be effective or not effective, it'll work or not work. Nutraceuticals are safe. They are invigorating. They are restorative. So they're the most unbelievable thing. That's why I call this medicine a beautiful medicine.
Dr.
It's
Nossel, you
beautiful.
mentioned the word absorption, and can we just go and understand the idea of absorption? We could do that when we come back from the break.
Yeah, we need to talk about absorption, and I also have another question, and perhaps you do too. So if you have, this is your chance. 34519 is our SMS line, 061-895-1019, our WhatsApp number. This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kasilski and Feige Stern.
We're talking about nutraceuticals, and just before the break, we were talking about absorption. Surely it has interactions with what you eat and,
I
other
think
stuff.
also the big question is like gut related. I do know that if people have leaky gut or can't, or have issues with their gut, sometimes the absorption isn't optimal.
He's thinking,
Did
because for
I?
those of you that are
No.
not looking at his face. No, like vitamin D needs to be taken with a fat, soluble. There are some things that need to be taken in the right way in order for it to be absorbed correctly. I think, is there not like a thing that vitamin D needs to be taken with magnesium, or you have to have enough magnesium in your body in order for it to absorb correctly? Not to say that you shouldn't take it because you're not sure if it's absorbing 100%, you need it. But there are things that, like, if your gut is not healthy enough or in its right, you have to get your gut right also sometimes to absorb these nutrients, or am I wrong?
No, 100%. Everything that you said, spot on. Yeah, but
I
those
mean,
are.
I'm sure we're related to this ASD when you first got into it. I'm assuming that you found that all of this information is not only for ASD. It's for any human being on that has two legs. It's like whether you have Alzheimer's, dementia, you're healthy, you're not healthy, you have ADD, you don't have ADD. It's like this type of information is for anyone and everyone to live their healthiest life.
100%. Can't agree with you more.
And like really, this is the basis of our health.
All I was hoping when I went silent was, yes, I was thinking, I was hoping that you and the listeners will remember that don't get stuck on part two of the medical training. Don't get stuck on the ologies, the gastroenterology, the cell. We're trying to heal the cell. We're trying to improve cell wellness. So, of course, you need a good gut, and of course, you need a good digestive system and all of these things. But you want to get to the cell. And this is what's so amazing about what I learned and how I try to help people is let's improve cell wellness. And so leaky gut can't be the end bottom line diagnosis. Yes, there's such a thing as a leaky gut. What is a leaky gut? And why do you get a leaky gut? And how
But
do you treat a leaky gut?
I'm going to play devil's advocate, and ask you this though. Obviously, I support you. I take nutraceuticals, But nutraceuticals also isn't the be all and end all of a healthy lifestyle, because you could take all the nutraceuticals you want in the world, but if you let's just take, for example, leaky gut, right? So you will take nutraceuticals, you'll affect the cells, you'll give it what it needs, but then if I still go and eat hamburgers and Coke all day, I'm still going to be messing my gut microbiome. It's part of a bigger picture.
Most definitely. Most
Okay, and I
definitely.
think that people have to hear that before I land up getting like 25 people slamming us down, thinking that the Holy Grail is nutraceuticals. It is part of a comprehensive way to deal with your health. We've actually got a question that's just come in. I'm looking for it now. Craig, I wonder if you can help me again. I just saw it come through my feed. Right, I've got it. Somebody says, all extremely interesting. I take omega-3 fortified. That comes from a company called Natraceutics. Do you have an opinion on that company? I don't think we can pass opinions on company, but we could talk about the omega-3s. And I've got to ask you, as a rabbi, not as a doctor, I struggle to find kosher omega-3s.
Okay, that's a rabbinic question, and best to ask your
Your
local
rabbinical, your.
Orthodox rabbi.
I've just ordered myself a bottle from America. It'll.
I know, but I don't want to get from
It's a.
America. I know in America you get
No,
for the heksher.
no.
I'm trying to what's the name here?
Okay,
But
so.
okay, so let's talk. Like for example, with omega threes. You know, I've heard so much debate around the purity of it, and that you could be buying and really not getting too much of the really real omega three that you want. So, as a general question, like again. Does it come to looking at different products, like to different product ranges from different suppliers?
Okay, can I maybe just zoom out a little bit
Go for
and
it.
talk about, give a little bit of perspective over here, which I think might be very valuable. If we compare a cell to a kitchen, that's a very good comparison to make. And all of us know about a kitchen, the basics about a kitchen. A kitchen needs two main things. The first thing is that the items which are brought into the kitchen need to be good ones. Don't bring the wrong things into the kitchen. Things which are going to get blocked and things which are going to cause damage to the kitchen, don't do that. That's the role of nutrition. Nutrition is going to maintain the kitchen. But let's say you have a kitchen problem. There's a problem with a drain. There's a problem with a roof. There's a problem with electricity. The kitchen is
Water.
not water. We don't know about that, right?
We can't identify.
There's a problem with the kitchen's not operating well. Bringing the right stuff into the kitchen now won't help. Nutrition is for maintenance, it's not for repair. This, of course, there'll be people who want maybe argue with me, that's okay. And when I say that, and I think of what we all are familiar with, that I think as Hippocrates said, that let food be thy medicine. So he needed a Rashi on that. He did not mean let food be medicine and you don't need medicine anymore because you can do it with food. That's not correct. That is not correct. That's not what he meant. He was a clever guy, eh? What he meant was eat well enough so that you won't need to come onto medicine. But there's no way that food can be thy medicine. Meaning, if you need medicine, don't try it with food. You cannot eat your way back to health.
That's a
That is
very
that.
controversial thing that you can't eat your way back to health. Why
Oh,
not?
we were hoping this wasn't going to be a boring, show. The answer
You've
is
got
because
about 2 minutes, so let's
you.
just try to be succinct. Why can't I eat my way back to health?
Because in our analogy, food, the role of food, the purpose of food is to maintain wellness. Let food be thy food and
Oh,
let medicine
okay.
be thy medicine. Nobody's supposed to think that you can control your blood pressure, which is raised by eating salmon. But nobody should think that you should have for Kiddush on Shabbos morning an omega-3 capsule. When you
Okay.
need to eat, eat food. When you need to get healed, take medicine.
We've got another question, David.
Yeah.
And let's see if you can answer it in 1 minute. Is it possible to overdose on vitamin D3? For 3 months, I accidentally took a daily dose of a vitamin D3 tablet that after 3 months I found was actually a weekly dose. The one symptom I noticed was that a lot of my hair fell out, but that has recovered. So, question, can nutraceuticals be potentially toxic?
What a question, and what a
You've got
specific
1 minute.
example. Yeah, 1 minute. So the answer is that D3 is, believe it or not, controversial. I wonder why. We'll speak about that maybe at another time. Why D3 is controversial. All I can tell you is that if you look it up, in the previous decades, in the 1950s, 1960s, they were giving people 300,000 units a day for months and months and months. Can you know what that is? You have to buy out, who's the sponsor of this show? You'd have to buy
There's no
out the
sponsor.
entire range for 5 months and
So,
swap every day.
yes
So
or
it,
no, can nutraceuticals be potentially toxic? Yes or no?
like anything, water can also be toxic. You can also, overdose on water. So I won't be caught out on that one, but they are a heck of a safe. They are a heck of
Okay.
a safe. So I would not worry if you swallowed. I have patients who have also misunderstood my directions and have taken swigs of vitamin D3 liquid. They are fine. And if you want a problem with your hair, so I can recommend a little bit of nutraceutics, which will get your hair to grow back again.
All right, we
No,
are
but seriously,
speaking.
everything has to be done with responsibility, but it's heck of a safe.
Correct. Correct. We're speaking to Rabbi Dr. David Nossel. This is the Healthy You Wealthy Show 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the Healthy You Wealthy You Show with Adel Kasilski and Feige Stern.
Well, the one thing that nutraceuticals can't help and that the time flies past. We can't slow it down. And so we're coming towards the end of the show. And I think we've really only touched the tip of the iceberg. But I think that there needs to be a fundamental understanding around the fact that, as you have said, from your journey, that we're not there only to, and there is place for pharmacology. There definitely is. You know, God forbid you have a bacteria, please take the antibiotic. And please treat yourself accordingly. But there is definitely place for us to understand the processes of our body and assist them to reach optimum health. So we've got a lot more to talk about, and perhaps if you're willing, David, to come back on, maybe we can have a few shows on various topics like the omega-3s and really unpack them in full, really unpack vitamin D, really unpack maybe the essentials. For now, if somebody does want to contact you, how can they?
Can contact me directly on my mobile, on my WhatsApp number. Should I give it?
Yes, you can.
072 614 1422. Or they can email me on my initial dnossel at gmail.com.
And that's
Or
with a
they
double
can
S.
double S. Yeah. And it's lessened backwards, by the way. That's aid a
There you go. If
memoir.
you forget his name, it's D lesson backwards.
Yeah, and then you can find me on the in the internet. I have a website, and there's a email address for my practice.
What is your website address?
Dr. David Nossel.
Great. Thank you. I think with all of these things, and this is really the focus of our show, is for us to open up discussion around the world and the complexity of it and the way that the world is moving. And hopefully in the coming weeks, we are going to have further discussions around it. But you have Dr. Nossel's details. And yeah, here's to a healthier life, a wealthier life, as we always say. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Faggy. This
Thank you,
is
Adel. Thank you, Dr. Nossel.
101.9 High
Thank
FM.
you.